Italian Left Decries Pro-Life Advocates as Deplorables. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 11, 2019. The leftist Italian media have lumped together pro-life and pro-family advocates with neo-fascists and homophobes as the wave of deplorables threatening to topple the liberal status quo. A headline in the Italian daily La Repubblica announced Saturday that neo-fascists, anti-abortionists, and homophobes formed part of the list of deplorables that would be descending on the northern Italian city of Verona from all over the world for an upcoming pro-family rally. The 13th Annual World Congress of Families will take place in Verona from March 29 to 31, coordinated by the U.S.-based International Organization for the Family, IOF. The Washington Post has said of Brian Brown, president of IOF since 2016, that the reason he is so effective is that he is pleasantly, ruthlessly sane. The IOF has brought together an impressive who's who of pro-family voices from around the world, including Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini, Moldavian President Igor Dodon, Hungarian Minister for the Family, Katalin Novak, President of the European Parliament, Antonio Tajani, the pro-family Nigerian activist and President of Foundation for African Cultural Heritage, Teresa Okafor, Ugandan parliamentarian, Lucia Kello, Italian Minister for Family and Disability, Lorenzo Fontana, Mayor of Verona, Federico Sperina, the Syriac Catholic Patriarch of Antioch, Ignis Yusuf III, Vice President of the Russian Duma, Olga Yepifanova, Massimo Gandolfini, founder and President of Italy's Family Day, as well as numerous other academics, professors, authors, politicians, and activists. The article in La Repubblica, written by pro-LGBT journalist Giampaolo Vietti, defines the family meeting as the world summit of anti-abortion and anti-gay, which is associated with the European far right and seeks to dethrone the reigning secular human rights archipelago. In response to this pro-family advocacy, Vietti writes, human rights, pro-gender, and feminist movements are mobilizing against the regressive policies of institutions and government, united against the laws of the state. Moreover, universities, international organizations, center-left parties, and students have denounced the Christian radicalism and anti-EU sovereignty that undergird the movement, he states. Austrian sociologist Christina Stöckl sees an even darker purpose behind the pro-family gathering, proposing that the movement wants to reassert national sovereignty over the globalist gains of the last decades. It is the pro-sovereignty war against the multipolar world, from the UN to the EU, Stöckl said. Follow Thomas D. Williams on Twitter. Follow @WilliamsRome.